Yes, indeedy. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,839. Jefferson T. Brown seeks variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks. Sections 115-42B and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Quillen Road, approximately 381 feet south of Canal Road. The 911 address is 20608 Quillen Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, map 19.12, parcel 37.02. Specifically, they're requesting a 1.3-foot variance, a 0.9-foot variance, a 0.4-foot variance, a 1.3-foot variance, and an 8.1-foot variance. Really received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and 3 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jefferson Brown, 20608 Quillen Road.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And Ms. Cornwell, just for the record, it's staff's position there is no corner setback that we need to worry about in this case, correct?
There is not. The property that is adjacent to the road is a condominium association, so it is one large parcel of land that it is adjacent to. And I can zoom out and you can see that this is all one parcel of land. This is just an interior drive aisle for the condominium association.
There's like a strip of
Of grass in between. I can zoom back in and you can see there's, I'm going to guess, a fence, and that is some open space that belongs to the condominium association that is the adjacent property owner.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
That's on the south side you're talking about?
Correct.
Okay.
So there's no adjustments there?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I think in the tax map that you got, Mr. Rick, in your packet, it showed West Drive. That's what was showing right
okay.
there. So there is a gap there. So just want to make sure that was clear in the record.
Okay. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Members of the board, I'm William Schaub. I'm here on behalf of Mr. Brown. And when I come here, I try to bring something that's less than mundane. Why have one variance if you get five? And in this case, it's typical of what we often see here. We have a very small lot, which is not perpendicular or parallel to anything, on which a house was built, which is also not perpendicular or parallel to anything, including the lot in which it sits. Previous owners of this property have been before this board twice getting variances, and yet one was not quite followed exactly as it should be. And Mr. Brown, who recently bought the property, had, of course, the survey that you have done. And I did speak with all previous owners of the property, and it turns out, as surprisingly to me and probably to you, many people never get surveys. The person who built the house never had a survey done. And then when he did his variances, didn't have a survey done. And then when the additions were put on, didn't have a survey done, and that buyer didn't have a survey done. So having spoken with the previous owners and the builder, they were all surprised that we needed to be here for anything at all. And in fact, we're here for five different things. And historically, the house was built in 1989 by the Stevensons, and they always wanted it's called Japanese-style house with actually movable walls and lots of open space, and that's the way it was built. So the main structure of the house is shown on the survey as showing most of it, the one-story dwelling. Well, that has existed since 1989. That was built crooked. The front setback should be 30 feet. You can see it's 28.7. That has been that way since 1989. The what I will call the back right, if you're standing on the road, is supposed to be 10 feet from that corner. It's 9.6 feet. So the house started off with two variance problems. Then the Stevensons added a room on the back. So they came in here, and I guess things were different in 1989. I think I was only 12 then. And they got a variance for the back.
Your hair matured fast.
Yes. This job will do that to you. So they got a variance for to add a room in the back, and that room, that it needed to be 10 feet from the back line, and they got a 6-foot variance. So the back of the house itself is okay, in that it is 4 feet from the line, and the variance approved that 6-foot variance. However, then the Stevensons sold the house and to the new owner, and he wanted a room on what I will say is the left side, if you're standing on Quillen Road looking down it. So there was almost no room there at all, so he came in and got a variance to build an addition, which would be 8 feet into the 10 yards, the 10-foot side yard setback. And he almost got it. It is 8.1 feet into the 10-foot setback. So the variance was violated by a 1/10 of a foot, which, I mean, 1/10 of a foot's pretty small distance. But so that variance is needed today. Then at the same time, the deck, that side, a room was put on, a deck was added on the back. And that violates the setbacks everywhere it can. The side, which should be 5 feet, is 3.7 feet from the line. And the deck in the back should be 5 feet, and it is 4.1 feet from the line. So the survey that you have, Mr. Lank was kind enough to mark it up, each variance and what it was for. And so if you could read that, I attached pictures to the application, and if you want an explanation of what those pictures are, we can certainly do that. But I just try to cover each side of the house so you just see what the house looks like. The as far as the criteria for the variance, I mean, I think we're all kind of on four squares here. The uniqueness of the property, it is certainly a unique property. It's unique in that it's small, it's irregularly shaped, and the home itself is unique in design, also irregularly shaped, and the fact unique is we were here, not we, but previous owners were here for two other variances, just trying to basically get a house on this lot. It's like so many of our lots here, they're little lots, and the houses, they're not massive, but they're not little enough. It cannot otherwise be developed without the variances. Three of the variances being requested are needed just so the main structure can stay where it is. If those variances aren't granted, the house would probably have to be torn down because it's the front, the back, and the sides. And to correct the deck, it would have to basically be taken down because it's the side and the back as well. None of these situations were created by the applicant. Obviously, as I explained, Mr. Brown had a survey done when he bought it, and that's when everybody was surprised to see this. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The house has been there more than 25 years. I don't believe in the previous two variances anyone objected, according to the record, when they were requested. And I think in part because you have a big open space behind where Spring Lake, and then also because I think some of the pictures I gave kind of show there's a lot of brush, bamboo and the like, and it's possible from the back you can't even tell there's a house there, and part of it. It's very much covered and with not underbrush, but with landscaping. The variances being requested are certainly minimal ones required because the structure's already there. If these variances aren't granted, as I mentioned before, they would have to be taken down. The house would basically have to be totally taken down because of the nature of the house. So for those reasons, we ask that the variance be granted. I would like Mr. Brown to testify for a moment. Mr. Brown, you've heard what I have said to the board, have you not?
Yes.
To the best of your knowledge, is what I've said correct as far as you know?
As far as I know, yes.
And you've spoken with some of your neighbors about this variance?
I have. There's really just one neighbor who's directly affected. It's the next door house, which was also built by Mr. Stevenson, just coincidentally. That's the only one that has any line of sight to my house here, because as Bill said, we've got a 9-foot fence on the Spring Lake side, thick bamboo here and another fence. So these neighbors really have no line of sight to my house and the street right here. And the neighbor, Mark Charpentier, was He lives in New York. He rents the place, but he was down here last weekend, and we talked, and he told me that he had no objection to the house as it is. He's lived next to it the whole time he's owned his house. Mm-hmm. He offered to write a note here. I don't think it sounds like he didn't get that done in time, but
right. He's
the only one who could, I think, be affected.
And Mr. Brown, would you be able to correct any of these conditions that we're here for without major renovations to the house?
I don't see how I could do anything. It's the house as is, so.
And members of the board, I think that's really the answer. I mean, this is the house. It's going to be, for Mr. Brown, it has to be this house or a totally new house, because it's so different, and the design is such with that lot that it's the variances are very much needed in this case for him to make use of his property. And for all those reasons, we do ask that the variances being requested be granted.
All right, sir. Mr. Whitman, do you have any questions?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
No?
Mr. Baker?
Ask me how old I was in 1989.
Yeah, how old were you in 1989?
I was 56 years old, young man. Wow, and you were 12?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I can't remember either where I was. It looks like that your statement of as-built surveys, you're proving that what I've always said and what the county has always said, it's so important when you go to all the trouble of building a home that you don't get as as-built, or where you place a mobile home, and I hope this gets out on the internet, get yourself a placement survey so that you don't have the troubles that you have in the future, and if you wanted to sell it or if you wanted to leave it to one of your kin or something like that. There's none of these problems.
Well, as I explained to all my buyers, it's not that the variance is there. It's just if a buyer, in Mr. Brown's case, he could have walked away from the contract.
That's
because
right.
He would have had grounds under the contract because there's a zoning violation. And that's what buyers face. And it's incredible how many people will spend lots of money and say, oh, someone had a survey before. Must be okay because nobody's
here,
done anything.
Right. And here, now we have this.
Right.
Right. But it certainly is apparent that the lot is, I think you're 100 foot on one side and 99.3 tenths on the other. And my goodness, let's see here. Mm-hmm. You're what, 52 in the front and 48 in the back. So it is an odd shaped lot. And even then, at that, the house is cocked in an odd shaped way also. So, was there any of these variances that we're granting, may grant tonight, were they approached at all on the first time around?
And I can only guess, because we didn't pull out the file, or I didn't pull out the file to know if a survey, I'm guessing, no. It must not have been, because someone would have picked up the front yard and the side off of that survey. So I can only assume that when the both of the variants were requested, that a survey was not provided. But that's just an assumption. I do have the decisions attached here, but I don't have the exact file to know.
So what you're filing for tonight is a rear, a side, and a front, is that correct?
Two sides.
It's two sides. It's one front, two on the east side, one on the west side, and one on the rear.
Okay.
Because it's the house and the deck on one side.
Okay.
The house in the front, the deck on the rear, and the house on the other side.
All right. Thank you. No other questions.
Mr. Ransom?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Not having a survey makes me question how people have money. in the picture there, is it safe to assume that there's probably a variance for the adjacent neighbor in question, since it seems so close to that? It's not necessarily a property line, but it's a tax map line.
I believe I spoke with the builder about that, and I think that one may have been the same as this one. I think he built it And I don't know if there's ever been a survey done or not. I think he had the two lots and he just built them, because I agree, when I saw that picture, said they look, you know, almost looks on top.
Right.
But I did not check that, but that certainly would seem to be closer than 10 feet from the side.
So assuming that, they wouldn't have a adverse effect on adjacent properties?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any further questions?
Just a couple. The looking at the survey, it looks like the fence you're referencing on the east side is entirely on the condo's property. You need to step,
yes.
If you can step up to the okay. mic so we can catch you on the mic.
Yes, that's, as I understand it, Spring Lake, that's their fence they built there.
Okay.
That was, in fact, in talking with the previous owner, the reason for the addition on the east side of the house was what was once all open forest or farmland was, it dramatically changed the what was all glass on that side of the house when Spring Lake was built. So that is what precipitated that addition.
All right, but there, it looks like maybe there's a, I don't know, maybe a foot or so between your property line and that fence if I look at the survey.
There is.
And the other question I had in looking at the survey, that deck on the rear southern corner there, it looks like, I presume it could not be reduced in size to come into compliance. Is that correct?
It's really kind of an integral part of the house. The way it's fenced is in the same materials as the house. And so it's kind of, the design is it's almost like an additional room of the house, and it follows exactly the line of the structure of the house so that it sort of completes the corner. So it would be, unfortunately, none of the pictures show that patio.
Yeah, and I was trying to look at the photos and try to get it in my head. It looks like there's a gap between the porch and the deck as you approach the dwelling there. It looks like there's a square. Is that just open space?
Or raised decking.
I didn't know what that was.
Let me just make sure I know what you're referring to there.
Right there, and there's that open space.
That's a little interior garden. So that's
okay.
Grass, but it's
so this
it's part of the deck area.
So this deck could not be reduced that way because it would. This area is not actually a deck. It's just
correct.
Open space. Okay. All right. That was a question. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay.
Tim.
I'm sorry.
In regards to Mr. Sharp's question about the fence, according to the minutes of April the 6th, 1998, Mr. Rickard stated that he would do research to find out about the approval for the fences. Did you do that, Mr. Rickard?
Did I would what?
It says, it says here that, you know, and from the minutes of April the 6th, 1998, Mr. Rickard stated he would have to do research to find out about the approval for the fence. I didn't know if you had gotten that done yet.
It's only been about 18 years ago.
I don't think so. I don't think I had a... I may have, and it's probably in the record somewhere. Okay? Way to go. You guys are really testing my memory tonight.
I had to take care of that one. Alrighty. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,839. The applicant certainly has approached the criteria for a variance and addressed them. Uniqueness of the property, of course, is we've talked about that before, and it's apparent that it's unique in shape. Can otherwise not be developed to correct the encroachment. I believe the applicant stated and that they would have to make some major reductions in the house as it is now, as it sits now. And it's not created by the applicant. The applicant bought the property, I believe, in 2016, and he wasn't aware that there was encroachment until the he came to planning and zoning, the county, and certainly will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. The original home was built 25 years ago, so if there's no complaints now, I don't think there would be. So with that, I make a motion that we approve case number 11839.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11839. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11839 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.